97.
The murder of whistleblower Babita Deokaran shook South Africa and still raises uncomfortable questions about corruption, power, and the price of doing the right thing. Now, a new book by News 24 investigative journalist Jeff Wicks revisits the murder and uncovers what he calls a vast, ongoing shadow state. Shadow State, Why Babita Deokaran Had to Die, is one of the headline titles at this year's Kingsmead Book Fair in partnership with Hot 1027. Hot 1027's Tara Penny caught up with Jeff to find out more.
She raised her hand and said something is terribly wrong at Tembisa Hospital. They've spent nearly R1 billion on goods and services in just 4 months. And we need an urgent investigation because there's something rotten at this facility. And within 19 days of sending that email, she was killed.
It was a quiet Monday morning in August 2021 when Babita Deokaran was shot 12 times in her driveway after dropping her daughter at school. Journalist and author Jeff Wicks says what Deokaran had uncovered was staggering.
The money was spent on Lamborghinis and mansions and all of the trappings of wealth when they could have been spent on equipment and MRI machines.
That figure has since ballooned.
There were 2.3 billion reasons to have her go away.
At the center of it all, the public Tembisa Hospital turned into a feeding trough for criminal networks.
It takes a special kind of psychopath to steal from a public hospital.
But this isn't just a story about corruption. It's about the human cost.
We've seen people lying on the floor, people, you know, dying because they can't receive cancer treatment or there's no equipment.
Jeff says telling Deokaran's story meant going beyond the headlines to the woman behind them.
The country owes her an enormous debt.
And the danger hasn't disappeared.
I haven't had a comfortable drive in years because that danger or the risk or the threat, given the work that we do every day, never really goes away.
But Jeff is not backing down.
Is the story worth dying for? Yes. Yes, it is, because it is too important not to speak up.
The book asks a difficult question.
If I had this information, which I knew would place my life in danger, but if I stayed silent, could place many thousands, if not millions of other lives in danger, what would I do?
Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.